brought you Jonah and the Grampus and Gunner Joe by Marriott Edgar. Piano accompaniment was by Brian Fitzgerald. Marriott's Monologues is produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.
And that's all from Marriott's Monologues for now, but knowing us, they'll crop up again soon.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, on Radio 4 Extra, let's catch up with this week's Ambridge Extra. And just like Strictly and The Voice, it's all about the journey. While Fallon sets out on a course that could lead to finding love with Harry, Phoebe returns from her travels, a more thoughtful and grown-up young woman.
Mum?
Oh, Phoebe, hi.
What are you doing?
Just putting out some of Lucas's clothes. What about you? Are you all packed?
Nearly. Are you coming to the airport?
Well, yes, of course. Why wouldn't I? I have to see you off.
Right.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Phoebe!
Are you nervous? Phoebe, it'll be all right, you know. There'll be people to look after you.
Ah, there you are. Well, Mama and Tata are here. You might have to make some room in your suitcase.
Why?
Hold on.
Have they brought me a present?
You'll have to go downstairs and find out.
Okay.
I told them not to buy her anything. What's all this?
Oh, I thought I'd help you pack for Durban.
I can manage.
I know, but I want to.
Really? Let me.
Lucas.
I'm perfectly capable.
Go back downstairs.
I can do
Spend
it.
Spend some time with your parents.
Still can't wait to get rid of me, huh? I'm sorry.
No. Here, you do it.
Kate!
Honestly, I need to go out.
Out? But what for? Kate!
No, no, don't open it now. I've wrapped it so it's safe for the journey.
Oh, okay.
It's your favourite one.
The pot with the paradise bird.
That's right.
Now, you mustn't try to sell this one.
No, never.
Ah, Kate!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, I'm just nipping out.
Wait!
Phoebe, I won't be long. I'll be back before we need to leave.
Sure.
Kate!
Whatever.
Oh, where on earth is she going? Eh?
Don't ask me.
Oh, didn't she tell you?
Obviously not. What's the matter with the girl?
Mama?
Her daughter's about to fly all the way back to England.
It's okay. I don't mind.
Of course you should mind, darling.
She said she'd be back.
Her husband's almost beaten to death in the street.
Don't exaggerate.
Who knows what could have happened? If he'd had a gun in the taxi...
But he didn't. He was scared. The police came and nobody was hurt. Let's just be grateful, eh? So, Phoebe, what have you got there?
It's one of Gogo's pots.
Ah!
And here's a little present for me, too. You can open this one.
Here, give me the pot.
Thanks. Is it a book?
It's something for school.
What else would it be?
It is! It's a notebook. And some pens.
They're recycled from old tyres.
Thank you, Tate.
Lucas, have you heard any more about who vandalised Kate's car? Was it one of the college students?
We're not sure.
Well, whoever did it ought to be ashamed of themselves. It's so mindless.
It wasn't one of the college students. No.
I just told you, we don't know who it was. Kate only went over there to pick up some coursework.
So it was just a coincidence then?
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
And you have no idea why they did it?
Not a clue, yeah? I don't think we'll ever know. Will we, Phoebe?
No. No, I guess not.
Maybe you'll have to show me, eh? I might enjoy it too. And no, that sounds fine. I'll extend your deadline by a week. Yeah, all right. Kate.
Sorry, I'm not interrupting, am I?
No, students.
Sure.
I wasn't expecting to see you today. Well, your little girl's going home, yeah?
That's right. I had to see you, though.
Well, I can't say I'm disappointed.
Johan!
What?
Lucas is flying out to Durban tomorrow.
I thought we'd been through all this. Look, if you want to stay in Joburg, that's great.
Johan, just listen to me.
Come on, get real.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
My life is not set up for kids and doing the 9 to 5.
I know.
I thought we were just having a bit of fun here. Can't we just carry on?
No, we can't. You're right. It's not fun anymore.
So what are you saying? Kate, what do you want from me?
Nothing, Johan. Nothing at all.
So you're saying it's over then?
It shouldn't have started. That's what I came to tell you.
I see.
I'm sorry.
No, no, you're probably right. Given the situation.
You're not upset?
Oh, of course, but, you know, these things run their course, don't they? I'm sure it's for the best. It was getting a bit too complicated anyway. Kate. Oh, Kate, now, come on. There's no need for it to be like this.
Don't touch me.
Okay. We had a good time while it lasted. Look, we've still got to work together.
No, Johan. You don't understand. I'm quitting.
You're what?
I'm leaving college. I can't be part of the project anymore.
Hey, now, Kate, come on. Don't be rash.
I've made my decision.
You can't throw all that work away.
I have to.
But you're brilliant.
It doesn't matter anymore. Don't you get it, Johan? I almost lost my husband and my daughter because of what we did. I can't see you ever again.
Oh, goodbye, my darling.
Bye, Gogo.
And remember, you don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you.
I know.
As you are to them.
Do you remember who said that?
Desmond Tutu.
Very good.
And you are a Madikani now. And you always will be, wherever you are in the world.
Thank you.
Oh, Phoebe. Oh,
don't cry. I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
I hope so.
Come on then, let's go. All the very best for tomorrow, Lucas.
Thanks, I'll give you a call tonight.
All right. And I want regular reports on your schoolwork, Phoebe. Oh. I'm expecting great things.
Yes, Tata. Oh,
bye then.
Oh, hi there.
Kate.
Are you leaving?
We are.
Although, actually, Michael, go and wait in the car.
Delia.
I only want a quick word with Kate.
Oh, well,
Come on then, Phoebe. Let's go inside.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a safe journey.
What is it, Delia? We haven't got much time.
You have a very special girl there.
I know.
You're lucky her father and stepmother brought her up so well. Kate, I know something's been going on. I don't know what. Lucas won't tell me.
Well, that's because it's between him and me.
And I understand you're anxious about Durban. But Lucas needs to know he has the support of his wife. As do your children.
Listen, Delia...
Phoebe's going home now. It's Sipo and Nolutando you should be thinking of.
And I am.
This is going to be a big move for them.
And what do you think I'm doing? I'm packing in college. All my work.
I know.
That's not nothing.
It's hard. Being a mother. It's what we have to do, though.
Honestly, Delia, I appreciate what you're saying.
Especially as Michael and I won't be around to help.
And I know you mean well, but you're right. You don't know anything at all.
Hey, now, come on. You're going to see Roy and Haley and your little sister.
I know.
Think how nice it'll be when you get home.
It's just really hard to say goodbye.
Did you have a nice time at Mandisa's last night?
Yeah. It was great. Milton was there.
Was he now?
With his girlfriend.
Ah.
I'm still glad he came, though. There were so many people.
Well, you've made lots of good friends.
I couldn't stop crying then either, Luca.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Everything. It's like Gogo said, you could have been killed.
Hey.
If I hadn't have been so stupid.
You went to know. The taxi driver could have been taking you anywhere.
He wasn't, though. He was just avoiding the traffic.
You did the right thing.
All he wanted was to get paid.
Phoebe?
Oh.
Are you all right, darling?
Yeah.
It's okay. You're bound to be a bit sad about leaving.
I'm fine.
Right. Well, I suppose we ought to be heading off soon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can I just...
I'll fetch my stuff.
Phoebe, hold on. Lucas, could you bring down Phoebe's suitcase for her?
Yeah, sure.
What is it, Mum? We have to go.
Just wait a minute. How are you feeling about going back to Ambridge? Are you looking forward to it?
I suppose so. It's going to be a bit weird.
Well, I know Granny and Grandad are very excited about seeing you. Look, Phoebe, I want to apologise.
Ma.
I know you probably don't want to hear it right now, but who knows when I'm going to see you again. I just want you to understand, whatever terrible things I've done, none of it, absolutely none of it, has anything to do with how I feel about you.
Is that it?
Phoebe, please. I don't want us to part like this. I'm still your mum. I know I don't always live up to your expectations.
You can say that again.
Well, what do you want me to say? I am trying to be better.
It's not about what you say.
But I mean it.
Don't you get it, Mum? You always think that you can talk your way out of things. Well, it's not good enough this time.
So tell me what I need to do.
Try doing the right thing for once.
Phoebe. Phoebe, don't go. The reason I went out...
Have you got my flight bag?
No, it's still on the bed.
I'll go and get it.
Sweetheart.
Have a check. Make sure you haven't left anything else.
Yeah, okay.
What?
You just can't stop doing it, can you? You can't make her forgive you. It's not up to you.
Lucas.
I'm going to put this in the car.
I quit college. That's where I had to go. It's all sorted. I spoke to Johan.
Really? What did you say?
I told him I never wanted to see him again. And you were right about Durban. It's too good a career opportunity. It's a better lifestyle. It'll be great for the kids.
You're just saying that.
I'm not. All I want now is for you, me and the children to be together. It shouldn't have taken what happened for me to realise that.
Well, I could have listened more. Much more.
You do love us, though. You'd do anything to protect our family. So I'll do this. But you have to forgive me, if you can.
Kate, look,
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, goodness, yes. We don't want to miss check-in.
No.
Come on, then. Which one of us is driving?
Actually, Mum, do you mind if you don't come?
What?
Can just Lucas take me?
Oh, don't be silly. Of course I'm going to come and see you off.
I don't want you to.
But...
Kate.
Oh. Okay. If that's what you'd prefer. Of course, sweetheart. That's fine.
Right, that's it. We're all set.
I've left my DS for Nolly and Sipa.
Really? That's sweet of you.
I don't need it.
Oh, they'll love that. Right, okay. Well, I'll see you soon then.
Yeah.
Give us a hug. I know I'm not the best mum in the world, Phoebe, but I do love you. You know that, don't you?
I know.
I'm going to miss you so much.
Ready? Come on, then.
Have a good flight. And give my love to all of the family.
I will.
You'll call when you get home.
I said I would.
All right, then.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Right, then. Airport, madam?
Yes, please.
Very good. How about some music to see you off?
Sure, okay.
Ah, perfect.
Bye, Mum.
So, how are you doing?
I'm okay. A bit nervous about the journey.
Ah, sure.
Lucas, are you and Mum going to stay together?
Phoebe...
Just be honest.
I don't know. She says she wants to come to Durban, though.
She told you that?
Yeah, she's given up her project at the college.
That's good, isn't it?
It is. I know how much her work means to her.
But it's not that simple.
No.
Look, I know my mum's rubbish. She gets stuff in her head and then that's it. She doesn't think. She gets carried away. And I know what she did was really bad.
Listen.
But that's what can be great about her too.
And you mustn't think it was all her fault, Phoebe. I'm to blame too.
So, do you want her to come to Durban then?
We'll have to see.
But in your heart though, do you think you can give her a second chance?
Yes, Phoebe. I think I can.
So what's the problem? If Kenton says it's okay.
But he still needs to cover my shifts.
Well, hasn't he sorted it yet?
Oh, hello, Fallon. This is Kenton we're talking about.
Oh,
he's phoning round the staff now.
But Kirsty, you have to be able to come.
Look, I want to.
But we're never going to get a minute away from Chazza otherwise.
Oh, well, I'm packed and ready to go.
Fallon, you get the keys.
It has all been pretty last minute, though.
Hang on. Yes, Chazza, what do you want now?
I need to be able to get in the van, don't I?
You're not taking all those spirits with you.
Aye.
As well as the beer.
In my seat, we could.
No, she said we could take a couple of bottles.
Oh, what paying?
At cost.
Exactly. I'm not paying Edinburgh prices. So, have you got the keys?
Yes, hang on. I'm not sure the van will even move with all that in it.
Oh, of course it will. I've got the engine purring like a kitten.
Here.
Can you stick them in my gub? Ta, I guess we should be leaving soon.
You are?
We need to go.
There's no rush. Sorry about that.
We're going to have plenty of booze then.
Oh, he's pretty much emptied the cellar.
Really?
Kirsty, you know I love Jazzer to bits, but this trip, it was supposed to be just me and Harry. I mean, there's no chance of Cupid firing his arrow if Jazzer's always standing in the way.
Well, you shouldn't have let him talk his way onto it then.
I could say no. No, call Kenton again. Give him a nudge.
Okay.
And it's not like you don't deserve the time off. You're doing some nights when him and Mum go off to New Zealand.
Yes, all right, Fallon. I'm doing my best.
So, Phoebe, what's it like being back in quiet old Ambridge?
I'm not sure. It's, like, really familiar but really strange at the same time.
Well, you've only been back a day.
Your granddad's been telling me all about your adventures.
Has he?
Only the stuff you put in your emails, you know. Like when you went on safari.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then photos of you and your classmates outside Nelson Mandela's house.
Hmm, sounds like you're going to have loads of stories to tell when you go back to school.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, morning, Jazzer.
They might not be interested.
All right. Oh, blimey. You planning on opening a cocktail bar?
Just a few drinks for the road.
Oh, I see. Well, spare a thought for me while you're enjoying yourselves.
You sure you don't mind us both going, Mike? Hey? You can manage the milk round.
Because right, if you can, I'm sure Harry will stay behind.
Hey. No.
Me and Fallon are going to the fringe and we're in.
Will you shut up?
I said you could go, didn't I? Now, you boys get going before I really do change my mind.
All right.
Cheers, boss.
Now, me and Phoebes are off for a spot of fishing. We'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, see you, Mike. And welcome back to Ambridge, Phoebe.
Thanks.
Come on, love,
now. Right, let's get this wagon loaded. So this rubbish.
That rubbish is my stuff for the trip.
You're going to Scotland, not trekking across Outer Mongolia. Why have you got cushions?
To make the van comfortable. I brought fairy lights as well.
Fairy lights? Oh, geez, a brick.
Well, we need to be able to see at night.
I'm sorry, pal, there's no room.
Wait, Jazza.
We need to make space for the beer.
Well, where are you going now?
I'm going to get the engine warmed up.
But hang on, if
we...
Oh, hi, Fallon.
Oh, you're here already.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get the back of the van sorted out, but Jazza...
Yeah, where is he?
He's up front.
Huh? Jazzo, what are you playing at? You're not insured.
Keep your panties on. I'm just starting it up.
But we're not ready to leave yet.
Why not? All we have to do is sling our gear in the back.
Because...
Well, we need to get ourselves organised.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to be living and sleeping in there. We want it to be decent.
And anyway, where are your things?
In here.
What, in the shopping bag?
I know how to prioritise my packing.
Come on. We're not in any hurry. Let's just take a bit of time.
Look, you want to get to Edinburgh the night, didn't you? So let's just load up and go.
Jazza.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Doesn't look like we'll be going anywhere for a while.
Right then, let's just get me stool set up. And then I want to hear all about what you've been up to.
I think you know everything, really.
Don't be daft.
Most of the time it was just pretty ordinary. School, homework.
You won't be saying that after a few more days back here, eh?
Maybe not.
Here, hold me on a minute, will you? It's, shame you couldn't go on your trip to the Cape.
Oh.
This thing with the taxi... Must have give you a big scare.
Yeah.
From what I gather, though, it was all just a misunderstanding. Did your mum know you was taking a taxi on your own?
Can I bait the hook?
Yeah. Of course you can, love. Yeah. So nothing else happened, what? while you were over there, did it? Phoebes, you just seem a bit... Well, you ain't your old self.
You haven't seen me for a year.
No. No, that's true.
Really, Grandad. I'm fine.
Jazza, what the hell are you doing?
I tell you, we don't need your scatter cushions.
Put them back.
All we need is my beer.
Your beer's in there.
Where?
At the back.
That's only half it.
That's plenty.
It's a road trip, you Jesse. The whole point's to get bladdered.
No, the whole point is to be able to fit in the van. And we can't if you've turned it into a brewery.
Hey, how are you getting on? Oh, wow, Harry. That's brilliant.
Ah, so you like it then?
Absolutely. Oh, did you stick up the lights with gaffer tape?
Yep, it was a bit tricky.
Oh, and what about the cushions? What are you going to do with them?
Well, I had made a kind of bunkette.
Bunkette?
That was until Jazza started chucking them out.
I suppose you'd be wanting a hammock and some joss sticks, you know?
You're not still bickering, are you?
What's someone's poncing about in the flat?
If I didn't, then we'd live in a sty. And anyway, what about the van?
What about it?
I thought the only reason you're even on this trip was because you said you could keep it running.
Oh, so I'm just a grease monkey, am I? It's my holiday and all, you know. I've got rights.
Yeah, and so have we.
In a Fallon.
Tell him he can't fill the whole van up with lager.
No, I'm staying out of it. Sort it out between yourselves.
Look, just put the cushions back, will you?
Take a hike.
All right, then, I'll do it.
Give me that.
No, look, get off.
Calm your jets.
Come on, Kirsty, answer. I need rescuing.
Hi, this is Kirsty. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Where the hell are you?
Whoa, careful, Phoebe, don't fall in.
Quick, Grandad.
Wait, no. I'll bring it to you. Hey, you got it?
Yeah.
Whoa, well done. Oh, look at that.
Is it a trout?
And he's a beauty too. You must be my lucky charm. Been a while since I caught one the size of that. Days gone by. Your nana would have cooked that up with some nice new potatoes.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, we could grill it for our lunch if you like. No? Want to put him back in?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right then. Go on. You're like Grandma Vicky. She ain't one for fish neither.
You still really love Nana, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Just because she ain't here no more, don't stop me remembering all them wonderful years we had together. Why do you ask?
Nothing. It's nice, that's all.
Phoebes?
Makes me wonder what it would have been like if Mum and Dad had stayed together.
Is that what's the matter? You wish your mum were over here, eh? I know it must be hard, sweetheart.
No, but it's like people say they'll always love each other. But really...
What?
Well, even Granny and Grandad haven't always loved each other. Grandad had Rory with another woman.
Well, maybe, but...
I bet Granny never wanted to bring up a little boy at her age.
No. But, well, they're all right now, aren't they?
I just don't understand why people have to lie to each other, especially to the people who they're supposed to care about the most.
Listen, Phoebe. All relationships have their ups and downs. Things happen you're not expecting, you know? Folk make mistakes. Half the time they lie because they don't want to hurt no one.
I guess.
You never know what life's going to throw at you. Life ain't perfect like people ain't. It don't mean your mum and dad don't love you, though.
I know. You're right.
Is that all?
Yeah.
You sure? You wouldn't be lying to me now?
No, I'm sure. Thanks, Grandad. It's good to be home.
It's good to have you here. Hey, what you say we nip up the shop and treat ourselves to an ice cream?
Yes, please.
Come on, then. That's got to be better than fishy old trout any day, ain't it?
Nothing! He's dead!
Try again.
No, it's not going to start, Jazzer.
Go on.
Maybe we should just get it into a garage. If we can't set off until tomorrow, you know, it's not the end of the world.
I can do it. Yeah, see? What did I tell you? The cable with your fuel pump had gone rusty. Sorry, what was that? Thank you, Jazza, you're my hero. Oh, you're welcome.
Sorry, thanks.
I'm still not sure it sounds very healthy.
Who would you know? You'll be fine. I guess we should be hitting the road, eh?
Have you sorted out the back?
Aye.
Jazza's promised to keep all the beer in his portion of the van.
Right.
Spend our day getting bloated, then pass out the space I've cleared.
Oh, genius, eh?
Time we get started, I reckon.
Well, hang on.
Well, we might as well. Got to bite the bullet sometime.
I know, but I...
Oh, thank God. She's still here.
Kirsty!
Oh, my phone ran out. I haven't got your number anywhere else.
Oh, no.
I just jumped in a taxi. Oh, sorry.
No, don't worry.
We saw this.
We're going to need to make room for one more.
You're coming too.
That's okay.
Well, it's going to be a tight squeeze.
Ah, she's only wee. The more the merrier, I say.
So Kempton came through then?
Yeah, Naomi's taking my shift.
Here, give us your rucksack.
Oh, thanks, Harry.
All right, come on then. Girls in the front.
All right, you know.
Hey, hold your horses. I thought I was navigating.
What's the matter, Jazzer? Don't you want to go in the back?
Quick, Kirsty, get in. Oh, blimey. See what you mean. We are going to be intimate back there.
I know. We might even get to see Harry without his cycling shorts on.
Speak for yourself.
At least now I might be able to get him on his own. I'm so happy you're here, Kirsty. We've been bickering already.
Really?
I'm not sure I could have taken 12 days of it.
Well, this is certainly going to be interesting.
Well, that's doubled our chances.
What are you talking about, Jazza?
We've got one each now.
Oh, don't be foul.
What? A fortnight stuck in a confined space with a pair of gorgeous lassies.
They're our friends.
You're your problem. You're still too hung up on Zofia. You need to get her, pal.
You all set back there?
Now, hang on. Harry, can I borrow one of your cushions?
Yeah, we're ready.
Harry.
What's the problem? Not comfy.
Let's get this show on the road.
To Scotland.
All right, I'll show you what a civilised country looks like, eh?
Hey!
Whoa!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Easy, Fallon!
Sorry, guys!
Whoa, wait, wait! The back door's open!
Well, shut it, Ben! As long as we're moving, I'm not stopping!
What on earth? Harry!
Yeah!
Bye!
Safe journey! Mind you, I wouldn't put any bets on them getting too far!
Umbridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson. It's directed by Peter Leslie Wilde and produced by Sarah Bradshaw. And the editor is John York. And the next episode is on Tuesday. Umbridge Extra is every Tuesday and Thursday at 2:15. And if you missed anything, you can hear the Omnibus edition again later tonight at 7:15. And there's all sorts of listening opportunities on our website, bbc.co.uk/radio4extra.
Experience the seventh dimension.
This ship's called the Liberator. It's a flame of remembrance for all the people and worlds you've destroyed.
I could see just enough to tantalize me.
A murderer of supernatural strength who can, seemingly, walk through walls.
Like a ghost.
The way I came to miss the end of the world was sheer accident. Like a lot of survival when you come to think of it.
This is going to be unpleasant, very unpleasant.
The seventh dimension on BBC Radio 4 Extra. Every night at 6 and midnight.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now on Radio 4 Extra from 1986, Michael Williams stars as 1940s radio star and all-round pessimist Jim Lee. Oh, I do beg your pardon, Rob Wilton in I Should Say So by Alan Sadler. Rob has quite a lot of trouble with modern life, and today there's a tricky marital problem.
It was just 5 o'clock. I'd just got in. I was just going to wash my hands before tea when Rita started on one of her inquisitions. She gets like it when it's coming up to a full moon and when there's an hour in the month. "Where have you been?" she said. You know where I've been, I said. There's no call to start rolling up your sleeves. I've been down to the post office to collect our pension. Yes, she said, but you went out at 9:30 this morning and now it's tea time. Why have you been so long? There's a new system down there, I said. It's a full day now, getting the pension. They've got 5 windows for serving, but only 2 of them are working at any one time. But why, she said, why, I said. I should have thought that was obvious, to keep the queue going. They like to keep busy down at the post office, and all us pensioners and people out of a job feel that we're wanted. There's something for us to do. If there's people out of a job, she said, why don't they give them one behind the counter? Because that would spoil the whole idea, I said. If you had extra people serving, everybody would be in and out in no time, and then they wouldn't know what to do with themselves for the rest of the day. The government have thought all this out, I said. You don't think it's all haphazard, do you? If they go home, they'll have to light the fire, and they'll want extra money for that. As it is, they're in the dry and warm for most of the day, and it doesn't cost them a penny. Most of the regulars bring fold-up stools and sandwiches. Some have flasks with coffee, and they plug in their toasters. We get buskers coming round doing a bit of singing and dancing. I thought you went for the pension, Rita said. Oh. She sticks at it like a dog with a string of sausages. I've got the pension, I said, but I don't see why I shouldn't have a bit of social life as well. People show me their snaps. Snaps, she said. What's that? Family groups, I said. Weddings and funerals. I didn't tell her about the solo school because Charlie Bates lost all his pension one week while he was waiting to collect it. After that, she sulked a bit. She put me knife, fork and spoon back in the drawer, which is always a bad sign. Sounds as though you enjoy yourself hanging round there all day. Well, that's said, the post office people do the best to make us comfortable, and I don't want to appear ungrateful. I've got one of those video things down there now, so all the unemployed people can see what new cars they're putting out. I got as far as the stairs, and it all came out. Gladys has been round. Gladys is Rita's sister. She doesn't come round very often, but when she does, it's usually serious. Bert has left her. Bert, Gladys's husband, is a bit of a cross we all have to bear. He's all right, is Bert, providing you don't have anything to do with him. He set the house on fire, did Bert, and all he was trying to do was to burn a hole in the carpet for the insurance. Bert and Gladys have been quarrelling ever since they got married. How long has he been gone? I said. He didn't come home from work last night, Rita said. Well, I said, you know, Bert, he probably got lost on his way home. Your sister had to draw him a map so he could get back from his allotment. No, Rita said, he left a note and his motorbike and sidecar have gone. A note? I said, well, what did it say? Goodbye, Glad. That's a bit terse, isn't it? Did he run out of paper? Is that all? No, said Rita. There was a P.S. I'm not in the shed. I can see that, I said. That was the P.S., said Rita. Well, I said, it sounds as though he's really gone this time, but that's not all. You mean there was another P.S.? No. You mean he was in the shed? No. Well, what? I said, we shall never get any tea at this rate. A woman called round Glad's house and asked where he was. A woman, I said. What, another woman? Yes, said Rita. She said that Bert was her husband. Oh, well, I said, that puts your Glad in the clear. If somebody else is prepared to be responsible for him, it'll take a weight off her mind. You don't understand, Rita said. He's married twice. Of course I don't understand, I said. I was surprised when he got married once. I thought your sister Glad must have been hard-pressed to entertain him in the first place. I know he had a motorbike and sidecar, but that isn't everything. The point is, said Rita, that she doesn't know what to do. Doesn't know what to do, I said. She'll have to go round to the police. That they've got lists of missing people down there with photographs and all. You can look through and take your pick. She can't tell the police, Rita said, in case they're not married. I don't see what that's got to do with it. I said a missing person is a missing person, married or not. But if they're not married, it's nothing to do with her, is it? What isn't? I said. If she went to the police, it would all come out. I don't know, I said. All this fuss over a motorbike and sidecar. The last time I saw that thing, it was falling to pieces. And it's getting so old, you can't get the parts to repair it. Well, said Rita, he's gone off in it. Well, he won't get very far, I said. Not in that heap. Now, let's get this straight. Your Glad and Bert got married, didn't they? You remember him getting locked in the vestry, and now it's come out that he's...